CRI News, I'm Wen Jie. Rescuers have been continuing their searching on the scene in Shenzhen, where a massive landslide struck on Sunday. At least 81 people are still listed as missing. 7 people have been pulled out alive from the rubble. 16 who survived the initial slide have been treated at hospital and are in stable condition. Meanwhile, resettlement sites have been set up as of Monday night. Over 900 people were evacuated to nearby temporary shelters, such as a sports center, several community workstations and hospitals. China's top leadership, including President Xi Jinping and Premier Li Keqiang, are monitoring the situation. The State Council has dispatched a team of senior officials and experts to the city to oversee rescue work. A new statement has been issued from the Central Economic Work Conference in Beijing, saying the current proactive fiscal policies in China need to be more forceful. At the same time, the statement says the fiscal deficit ratio needs to be raised gradually. The statement says the prudent monetary policy needs to be more flexible so as to create the appropriate monetary conditions for structural reforms. Meanwhile, plans are being worked on to reduce the property inventories in China to try to stabilize the housing market. This may include helping rural residents settle down in cities and buy properties there. At the same time, a set of policies dealing with industrial overcapacity are also being worked on. The Central Economic Work Conference opened on Friday, during which China's top leaders review the economic work done in China this year, as well as map out plans for the coming year. Ground stations in China have received data sent by the country's first dark matter probe satellite. A station in northwest China's Xinjiang successfully tracked and received data from the satellite on Sunday. Stations in Beijing and Sanya in south China also tracked and received data from the satellite later on Sunday. The communication marks the establishment of a transmission link between the satellite and ground-based stations. Scientists examined the data and believed it to be in the correct format and of good quality. The satellite was sent into space last week. The Chinese government has issued a new statement welcoming U.S. congressional approval of the quota reforms of the International Monetary Fund. A foreign ministry spokesman says the reforms reflect changes of the international economic pattern, which can strengthen the voice and representation of emerging markets and developing countries while enhancing the legality of the IMF. The reform plan was first approved by the IMF board in 2010 and ratified by the U.S. Congress last week. Under the plan, China will have the third largest IMF quota and voting share after the United States and Japan. At least 8 have been killed and 10 wounded by airstrikes in a neighborhood in Yemen. The airstrike comes despite a conditional agreement to extend a 7-day truce in the devastated and impoverished country. The attack was carried out by the Saudi-led coalition supporting Yemen's government in the country's civil war. Tribal sources say the airstrike in Hodeidah province came as forces loyal to the Yemeni president fought their way into the area, which surrounds the capital. The latest attacks again dampened hopes that another round of peace talks due to be held next year could result in any accord ending the conflict in Yemen. The European Union has prolonged the economic sanctions against Russia for another 6 months, extending them to July 31st of next year. The sanctions were initially introduced for 1 year at the end of July 2014 in response to Russia's actions in eastern Ukraine. The measures target certain exchanges with Russia in the financial, energy, defense, and other sectors. Belgian authorities have detained 5 people after a series of raids in connection with November's attacks in Paris, which killed 130 people. According to the Federal Prosecutor's Office, an analysis of phone records led to Sunday's search. The authorities will decide later on whether to keep the 5 in custody. As one of the first partners of the Asian Infrastructure Investment Bank, Germany has deposited its instrument of ratification of the bank at the Ministry of Foreign Affairs of China. Germany has contributed $4.5 billion and has become the 4th largest capital provider for the AIIB globally and largest one outside of Asia. Meanwhile, the AIIB executive director from Germany will be based in Beijing. For CRI News, I'm Wen Jie.